Jimmy Dennis Graham is director and founder of Rock Onsen, a statewide music competition for high school bands, and the winners get gigs at Summerfest. Here to tell us about the upcoming Rock Onsen competition is Dennis Graham. Dennis, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much, Rocker, and to be here with on Max Inc. Radio and with Jimmy and KJ. I very much appreciate Civic Media statewide. It's a great opportunity to talk to everybody.
It's great to see you, man.
You bet, man. I appreciate it. And what we're in right now is the Rock Onsen. It's R-O-C-K-O-N-S-I-N, just like it sounds, rockonsen.org. We want all 7th to 12th grade garage bands of any musical genre to go to rockonsen.org and sign up for free to send in one song, cover original of a video. Use your smartphone. That's all you need to do to see if you'll be one of 10 bands that will be judged out by folks like Kathy Detmers and others to go and perform at the Rock Onsen State Finals at Summerfest.
Nice.
Well, Dennis, before we learn all about Rock Onsen, I'd like to find out a little more about the guy that founded it. Tell us about your backstory. How did you get into music?
Well, I have quite an eclectic career. Everything, I think I was talking to KJ, I believe, just earlier, that I've been from, you know, working out on Capitol Hill when everybody worked together 50 years ago, so I'm a little long in the tooth, and working on political campaigns. I've worked for both sides, actually. I was hired by Dave Prosser, the former Supreme Court Justice for Congressman Frelich, very moderate. And it was my senior year. I went out to Washington, D.C., and where everybody went to spring break, I went out to D.C. and I dropped off a resume at all 435 House of Representatives offices and all 100 U.S. Senate offices, and I got a call back from Congressman Frelich. Worked out there, worked on political campaigns. I was Tony Earle's main driver on the campaign. Worked in Tony Earle's office, and then kind of went from there, and I worked for a fellow that was, again, a very moderate, very great guy, Paul Hassett, a teacher who was the head of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, brought that together, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, helped them out. Today, now it's just basically the voice piece of the Republican Party. Paul taught me all about that, you know, compromise both sides, you know, but it's not, you know, he was the chief of staff for Warren Knowles, moderate politicians that work together. And then I started working on sports programs like Badger State Summer, Winter Games, U.S. Fast Pitch Softball Tournaments, a lot of different programs, National Congress of State Games. And then I started just kind of goofing around, helping a band. You know, I've always been into reggae, and started helping out managing a band, and that kind of transformed into, as I was working on these other programs, I was approached by somebody regarding working with a music association in the state. And what I brought to it was that, you know, I had an idea of these young musicians out there have no showcase or forum, you know, they can't play in bars.
Right.
And it really, I remember this cat that was Pancho. He was a drummer from Whitewater. Back then, you had bands on Friday nights, you know, after you had a volleyball tournament between the classes and all that, then you'd have a band come in and play. And I always was watching this cat and I was thinking, I don't even know his last name. He went to Whitewater, but I was always like, wow, how cool. I always wanted to be in a band. I didn't. I played drums. Today, now, all of these young musicians and all that in school, all of the schools have drum sets so that, you know, I had a snare drum and I took a marching band cymbal and I hung it on an instrument stand. And I also suggested a Lifetime Achievement Award to this group. And that's when I brought back Les Paul. Went out, had Governor Doyle write a letter, went out to New York, gave it to Les. He was stunned, like, what? You know, well, Les, you should get the first Lifetime Achievement Award. Look what you did. Solid by electric guitar, sound on sound. We all know that, multi-tracking. Brought him back. As a matter of fact, it'll be 20 years this October 27th that it was 2004 Les Paul Day. That just kind of kept moving into, starting to think about putting together this program, you know, of young, and now it's been 20 years of giving these young musicians an opportunity basically to send in one song, cover original, doesn't matter. It's free to rockonson.org. The deadline is coming up. It will be April 30th. We're quite a ways away for an opportunity to be one of 10 bands to play on June 28th, five bands, and June 29th, five more bands on the Aurora Pavilion at Summerfest, the big gig, the world's largest music festival. Man, all get 20-minute sets. All receive two Shure mics, one vocal, one instrument mic. What are they playing for? The winner and runner-up will get a second 45-minute showcase set on the Aurora Pavilion stage on July 6th. They also get recording time at Madison's Blast Hall Studios, as well as the winning band gets a Shure wireless vocal mic system. So pretty cool for free, man. Cow.
Obviously, this is a big deal, and you know what you've created with Rockonson, inspiring youth to get involved with music, because we all know when kids get involved with music, they do better in school. The grades are better.
Yes, they do. You're
and,
right.
You know, social skills become better. It's a win-win for everybody. So give us the rules once again, the grade range and how the bands submit music.
You bet. And and we want you to check out too Rockonson's socials at TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and you'll see some of the past bands that played, like Geology Club that won it last year from Waukesha West High School. Happens to be Les Paul's high school.
Nice.
But we want you to go to rockonson.org. Send in one song, cover original, it does not matter. We've had bands that played all cover songs, such as Sacrament, our first heavy metal band from Muskego High School 2 years ago, to all original, as Geology Club did, putting out their first album last year before they graduated from high school. And so we want you to go to rockonson.org, record one song, cover original, just use a smartphone. We don't want you...
It doesn't have to be fancy or anything like that.
Exactly. And we want you to get that in by... by April 30th. The three judges that we have this year are Kathy Detmers, the former owner of the High Noon Saloon, just a wonderful partner for music in town here. And then we're looking at these three judges will then score them out. They're looking at everything from vocal blend, synergy, mastering of the instrument and all that. Then we'll announce on May 15th on rockonson.org the top 10 bands that will then be performing at Summerfest at the Rockonson State
Fair. How exciting. That's great. Dennis, thank you so much for coming in, telling us all about Rockonson. Appreciate you. Appreciate what you do. And once again, the website is rockonson.com.
Right? You bet, man. Rockonson.
.org.
.org. You bet. But actually, what, guys, I bought .com too. So you can put in .com. Perfect. And it kicks over to Rockonson. Just as it sounds, Rockonson. Rockonson, Wisconsin. Youth Garage Bands Rockin' Wisconsin.
This band won Rockonson last year. Tremendous Geology Club.
Yep. From Waukesha.
From Waukesha. Give me 30 seconds of your love for Geology Club.
Yeah, they're a very talented band. They had played a few years, as I said earlier. They've been in the last 2 years of the competition, and they put together their first CD, all original songs, before they graduated from high school last year. And I do want to point out one band that's performed, going through these programs that I've put on, that was once... 10 years ago, Modern Mod from Madison East High School, Sleeping in the Stereo from Madison West, they came together as Slow Pulp, now they're touring. They did a European tour this last fall where they were opening for Death Cab for Cutie and all these major venues, Royal Albert Hall, and now are playing major clubs around the country. Watch for Slow Pulp.
Yeah. Wow. Watch out, because otherwise Slow Pulp will end up being your orange juice in the mornings, and they'll rock you. That was corny. I'm sorry. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it.
This is Geology Club and Teenage Love. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thanks.